What it do, what it does, what it is, what it was. It's your boy KC back again. 92 Bricks Podcast, episode 4.5. You know that 0.5 means that it is a Mo Bricks episode of the podcast. To the new listeners out there, you know, we got the new listeners on deck. Mo Bricks is basically an addition of the podcast we do in between when we can't get together, basically featuring bonus content that we weren't able to put out before. So, you know, we're going to give it to you, you know, because we're doing this thing for free. You know, Spencer's busy, Carrie's busy. I've been traveling. I just got back from Miami. We ain't gonna talk about that until next episode. But it features some content. We talk about Kanye West. We talk about Cameron. Our favorite verses for them, both of them. Carrie raps a lot. Spencer tells some very corny ass jokes. And I tell a story about seeing Tiana Taylor's titty. I'm talking about the bear titty too, nipple and all. And we talk about Dom Kennedy, Currency, West Side Gun, a couple other people. It was a really, really good episode. I wish it was a full length, but, you know, you're getting it now, and enjoy. Also, before we start the show, I want to shout out Maybe Today NYC. Maybe Today NYC is a clothing brand, New York-based clothing brand that's making very fire clothes, one of our favorite brands. And if you go to their website, maybetodaynyc.com, and throw in that offer code BRICKS at checkout, you will get 30% off your order. So, yeah, you know, get you some fly shit. You know, fall's coming. Gotta have some layers. Got them layers popping. They got the good hoodies, the good t-shirts, long sleeves, all that good shit. So, you know, Maybe Today NYC, check them out. Copy some fly shit. And, yeah, that's it. We're gonna get into the show right now.
You know what could be limiting, though, is you know, with the whole NBA thing. You know, the Magic do have a player, you know, that has a song named after him too. The new Tyga single, Nikola Vujicic.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't know what just happened.
You guys haven't heard Nikola Vujicic by Tyga?
No, that's not a song.
Yeah, no. It was a poorly executed joke.
Wow, man. Shit.
Yo, you know how often you make jokes that sound so plausible?
Yeah, I was like, why is that
sound
plausible?
Low key because I was like,
dude, I'm like, hey, bro, you know what? Do this shit. Because they call me Vujicic. Now, when I used to rap, when I used to like try to like fun rap.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, sure, I will. So I had a line and it was like something, something.
Oh, shit.
Something, something. Get something, out of here something. Before I step on you like Vladimir. Oh, Vladimir Stepanya, classic NBA hero.
I don't know who
hero.
That is. You know, you guys suck. I think you're talking about when Cameron dropped I get computers Putin, and they realize we're talking about Vladimir
Putin.
Wow.
Computers, wow. Yeah, now, Cam's prophetic.
I actually don't know.
That's prophetic.
Yeah, that's he's meddling.
That's a good segue.
Yes.
So right. One of the things I think I randomly dropped, one of us randomly dropped, is Cameron, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Kill like Cameron. What's, I guess a simple place to go is, what's Cam's best verse?
The Rock.
The Rock?
So Just Fire?
Point.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock, Just Fire. Yeah.
I think, I,
can you give
know
us
what?
A sampling?
Fuck, why'd you do that?
Oh, my God.
Why'd you do that? Well, damn. That's better than your choice. The fucking
niggas.
What was the one you said beforehand?
Dynasty Freestyle,
the
which is still up there.
It's trash.
But niggas think
everybody
trash.
Yelled at the Up and Smoke tour.
Come on.
What? Why The Rock?
I mean, listen to it. It's like Cam. That was the most focused.
Did you see? Cam, yo, did you ever see the video of Ludacris rapping that shit?
No.
Mad random. He's like, yo, honestly, one of my favorite
Little
verses.
Rapping Cam's verse.
Cam's verse on Just Fire. He was like, yo, I mean, on The Rock. He was like, yo, I'm on front, man. I like a lot of rappers, but this is one of my favorite verses. I think it's some BET shit with it. It's a rapper rapping somebody else's verses. And he picked this shit, and when he rapped it in a way, he was just so impassioned. And he hit, like, he rapped the bars almost better than Cam. Right. I'm like, yo, Cam said that. Damn, that was
that,
a fire ass verse.
I feel like when I'm in
the He hit that
when,
shit. That's just crazy.
When I'm in the bathroom, I definitely rap it better than Cam.
Yeah, nah, that's a fire verse. Honestly,
he said niggas think doubling is turning 5 to 8. I turn 8 to 20, 20 to 100, 100 to 1,000. selling that to 100,000 in front of housing, burn the mall down, dog. No one's allowed in.
He went crazy.
Done with browsing. It's the problem. And he came back with the analogies when he was doing the months of the year.
You know what? I think Mons is
love like the 14th of February.
Mons real niggas. I think mine's real niggas.
Real niggas.
I argue with my mother spring, summer, fall, winter time. Get what, that wait, with the table camera on. It's dinner time.
I'm drawing a blank. What's that off?
It's on Diplomatic Immunity.
Okay.
You could have real niggas doing some real things for real money. Cause hey, they're rapping over "More Money, More Murder, More Homicide" beat by Nas and AZ. Yeah,
his verse.
Song. Body that shit. And Jim Jones taps into AZ's verse. Like the way he raps, he's kind of rhyming words that AZ said in the original song. And the funny part is, I heard real niggas before I heard "More Money."
Damn.
I was like, yo, like when I went back, I'm like, damn, yo, Jim Jones actually was tapping into.
What about
this,
"I'm Ready"?
I'm
ready. Fire.
You know what's the problem? You know what takes away from Cam?
Jim Jones.
Is right. Is Jim Jones steals the show.
Jim Jones brings the pain, bro.
I mean, Cam said.
He brings the pain.
But do you understand that might go down in the history as maybe the most. Because listen, one of the things that rap is built on is saying wild shit. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Right. You know, but easily maybe the most ridiculous line ever is fuck the Twin Towers.
Oh my God!
2 years after they fell.
Yeah,
one year. Yeah. Came out in. Well, wow. Technically it says 2002. It probably was even before then.
Yeah, because on mixtapes before
the Twin
that.
Towers, dog. We on top of the Eiffel. I mean, he didn't say.
Honestly, him and Joel should have been on No Flawless because Joel's like
Muhammad Atta,
Dipset Talibans. I'm like, bro, what are you doing that?
Isn't it kind of crazy how quick they stepped out with that with the Taliban?
They had Ground Zero on the album. It's a song called Ground Zero.
Every song. Taliban.
No, they're wilding.
You know what my favorite Cam verse is? It's older. It's like old Cam. Four Horsemen.
Excellent.
Never for Four Horsemen. He said we scuffle over a game of pinochle.
Yeah.
Y'all know what pinochle is?
Of course. It's like cool, bro. Okay.
I thought that was like an old white Jewish woman thing. Is pinochle like?
Yeah, they play uncles, the yeah. That's definitely black.
Dominoes.
Yeah, I've only seen the movie. I forgot what movie.
But also, Come Home With Me, the title track.
Oh,
where he's like, dinner was mayonnaise, toast, and pepper.
Dinner was mayonnaise, toast, and pepper. Many nights I slept with a heifer, and any beef came and left on a stretcher.
Is there ever a rapper that was as like, had high highs and low lows as far as rapping abilities, Cam?
Because
Cam has so many trash raps, and he has so many great ones. Yeah, like, as we're talking, it's funny. I put this down, and I knew I couldn't come up off the top of my head. Cam has so many great verses and many bad ones.
Even the ones where he's not even trying. Like, he killed Gone on late registration.
Oh, love Gone.
Nah, Gone. Killer Cam.
Killer who?
Killer Cam, Hustler, Grinder.
Who had the best verse on Gone, though?
Oh, Yeezy. Don't say consequence. There was a last Kanye.
Well, I mean, that is a consequence verse. If we're keeping it real, we know who wrote that.
Yeah.
No, but Kanye got the beat dropout treatment. And
before
like
Model Chicks was bending over or dealerships.
No, I don't know. I think
it's funny how
I think it's the fact that because he raps every word. He actually like taps into the theme of the song. He rhymes every word, but Gone, like Cal Gone.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Cal's Gone. And the way he ended that verse was killer too.
Son, yeah. Killer too?
If you want to make the case that Consequence has like the best technical verse on there, sure. But Kanye has the best verse on there.
Yeah, the last one.
He just like
sounds like Anakin. She can take everything.
Did you guys? They recently on Twitter, I saw someone surfaced like the Rap City freestyle that was from
City.
Oh yeah,
or Rhapsody.
No, Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was saying Rhapsody the rapper.
It was Rhapsody. It was after The Basement. It was when they had that set that was like with when the guy Skills was the host.
He's counting money.
No. I'm talking about Kanye.
Oh, he's wearing a backpack.
No. Actually, he was wearing like a suit with like the gaudy ass shades.
I thought it was a backpack.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know that I had ever seen that because I feel like I would have remembered the verse. It's him doing the verse from Gone. He spits the verse from Gone.
The last
over,
one?
I'm ahead of my time, sometimes years out. So the powers that be won't let me get my ideas out. And that make me want to get my advance out and move to Oklahoma and just live in my aunt's house. Yeah, I romance the thought of leaving it all behind. Kanye, step away from the limelight. Like when I was on the grind and the one 9-9-9 before model chicks was bending over or dealerships as we bends a rover. Man, if I could just get one beat on Hover, we could get up off the sheep ass sofa. What the summer of the shot got to offer an 18-year-old? Sell drugs and get a job, you gotta play your role. My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager capped the churro. The tiger can't believe it when I look up in the mirror. How we out in Europe, spending euros. They claim you never know what you got till it's gone. I know I got it, I don't know what y'all on. I'ma open up a store for aspiring MCs. Won't sell them no dream, but the inspiration is free. But if I ever flip side like Anakin, you will sell everything, including the mannequin. They got a new... Now you Jennifer Aniston. Hold on, I'll handle it. Don't stop panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door cause they need more inspiration for their life, they souls and they songs.
Wow, not out yet.
Yeah, the song was out.
Kanye Rap City.
Gone's on Labor and Children, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. The best Kanye album.
Is that your?
Want to do a
quick?
Definitely
quick ranking.
Definitely Lay Reg, then My Beautiful Dark.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Wow, you guys Graduation. Both go Lay Reg first.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's not even close for me. Yeah, I'm good. No album with We Major, Gone, Late.
Late,
Addicted. That's my
late.
Shit too.
The one that you're going with.
Late is fire.
Late is amazing.
I'll be late for
There's
that.
There's a reason Chance sampled that song. On Ultra
Shit's
Light
all right.
That's a major.
Yeah, nah,
major
bro. I'll be honest with you.
What was that line he had about?
He didn't sample. I thought you meant the beat.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen. I have no problem with saying Late Registration is the best Kanye album. I don't think it is.
Roses.
I have trouble picking a favorite. Yeah. I think I'd probably go with Graduation. Actually,
no, I never like Graduation.
I like Graduation, but
Late Registration might be. But I'm just surprised y'all both like. It's interesting because I feel like best Kanye album is one of those things where it's hard to get like a consensus on it.
I think Beautiful Dark is over Graduation too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not alone. I think the go-to, like, critics pick is easily Beautiful Dark. I mean, Beautiful Dark's maybe, like, the most best-reviewed album ever.
I think it's the last time we had... Kanye just tapped into everything people loved about him. He had a little bit of wokeness. He had real rap. He had some pretty good beats.
Have you been getting tempted at all just to listen to Ye? Just for shits and giggles?
No. All right, I haven't listened
to it since.
So for perspective, ever since Kanye first said the MAGA shit, after he dropped Pablo on tour...
What was it? Was it the MAGA or was it the slavery comment, the slavery TMZ?
No, it's before. I'm talking about when he said that he would have voted for Donald Trump way back when while he was on tour.
And then shortly after he then showed up.
Well, yeah, but after that moment, I was like, yeah, fuck him.
You talking about St. Pablo?
St. Pablo, yeah.
You been fucking Kanye for 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean,
St. Pablo meltdown was 2017 or 2016?
October 2016.
2016.
Yeah.
What did Kanye do last year? Like, where was he on stuff? I'm like drawing a blank.
He was on fucking drugs.
He was pretty tucked away.
He was low.
Remember, Meadows was...
Meadows was 2016?
Meadows was the end of 2016, and he spent most of 17 just kind of, yeah.
Okay, so sorry. So after that,
yeah, no, so
since
I,
then, basically.
Yeah, 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 pretty much. I just figured, I'm like, I'm not going to listen to his music, even on streaming, because that's giving him, like, his money. You know what I mean? It's not much money, but it's still supporting him in some way. Him, and honestly, Lil Wayne around that time was when he said the Black Lives Matter, my life matters to my bitches.
And he pulled out, like a red flag.
Some
and
dumb shit. So I'm like, I'm not...
Oh,
I'm
was
not
that
so,
the Lil Wayne interview?
To me, the difference is Wayne. I feel like doesn't know any better. Where
Kanye
to
be honest
does.
With you, I think now, like in the scope, it's more egregious what Kanye said and what he's continued to say. He kind of stuck to his guns. I think if you speak to Lil Wayne again, you might get a different interview out of him.
I think it's really interesting that just the culture of America is so knee jerk to like completely be either invested or divested. I don't know if that's a real word. Or
I like divested. Yeah, sure. That's a great
but
word.
In an artist in someone's political views just because they're famous. Like I just think part of the I think the all of this backlash to celebrities being canceled and all the different ways they're like putting their foots in their mouths is overblown to begin with. Because why did we ever care that much to start?
There's that, but then
like, why
yeah,
do
but,
we
but the,
why
but
do
when
we
to,
care who Kanye's
well,
voting for?
Well, for me not to care is because it would be that I'm a fucking hypocrite because when he said what he said about George Bush way back when I agreed with and I felt like he was championing the voices of the unheard.
Right, but even then, like, okay, so you agreed with him. Couldn't you just leave it there?
Like, no, because okay, I wanted to. It's like now you're.
But you can support somebody by agreeing with it. Like, I feel like if you. Like when Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people and I was like, oh, okay. That's the thing I agree with. Bet. Did that suddenly mean I had to like get on the Kanye train for the foreseeable future?
But his music also reflected that mindset and who he was at the time.
I'm saying all these things can be true.
Yeah.
And we still don't have to care about the artist.
I don't know. I think it's simpler. I think you just care about things you care about. Like you care, like I care about
But to the point where we're letting them dictate, like, because the way we are canceling artists today, we're only canceling them so strongly because they had the power to pretty much dictate and influence real life decisions and real life views.
Yeah.
So it's like, why did we even, like, why is that even a thing in the first place that it has to be canceled? Like, why do we care what someone
thinks? I think that's a good, I think that's a good argument to have to justify supporting them. But in my particular case, it's like, I'm paying what, like $10 that I don't really remember per month for Apple Music. And every time I listen to his music, even though it's like a fucking half of a penny or a quarter of a penny,
that half goes of a me, half of a penny,
right? Bro. Exactly. It's the fact that that money is going to him in some form or fashion. It's like, I'm not giving you money to promote or make music about wearing MAGA hats and shit like that. Like, I'm sorry, I just can't knowingly do that. I'm not in a place in my life where. And honestly, if I'm honest, like, I was heartbroken. If I'm completely honest,
when we did that
hurt me, son. Like, that shit did hurt me.
That's what I would rather hear.
Yeah, because if like Jay Z, it's like if Jay Z did that, I'd be like, yo, I can't listen to. How could you do this?
My mom used to joke with me and say, Jay Z's not your father, right? Because I used to just be so enthralled by everything he did. I'd be watching Fade to Black videos when I'm supposed to be doing homework, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, Jay says a lot of dumb shit. And it's really easy for me to be like, okay, I like Jay, but I'm also not looking to Jay for, like, you know, life advice,
Take a quick detour, because not actually even a detour. You said the thing your mom said about Jay-Z's not your father. It's interesting because I think my mom might have had similar questions or sentiments for me. Do you have a hero?
As far as like a rapper, like, or
no. I mean, like, in general,
in life.
Yeah.
I mean, my heroes are mainly basketball players, but
What do you mean by hero?
Like, someone that your reverence for is, like, just so high that you, like, you want to... I don't want to get super caught up in the word itself, but someone that you more than respect. Like, someone that you almost, like, unconsciously want to be like, or, like, want, you know, like, they can do no wrong in your eyes. Like, did you have one as a younger person?
I had one as a kid. It was Ben Carson.
Mons was...
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about that. So say that again.
Ben Carson was my hero up until probably less than 10 years ago.
Why?
I read Gifted Hands when I was 9.
And Gifted Hands is...
His autobiography.
And
it's a really powerful book.
Right. I think we know about Ben Carson now as, like, the sleepy guy who ran against Trump and now is, like...
Total piece of shit.
Part of his thing. But, like, what's his backstory?
Urban development.
Well, I mean, you don't even know what his real backstory is anymore.
But, like, what he's famous for initially
is... He's famous for... he's underprivileged black kid from the South. He had a lot of anger issues growing up. And it almost derailed him completely, according to him. Because at some point early on in the book, he describes a scene where he's driving with his friend. Frank keeps touching the radio. He whips out a knife and tries to stab him in the groin.
What the fuck?
A belt buckle.
Sounds like a psycho.
An oversized, like one of those big, like,
old school
Indiche, like cowboy sized buckles that apparently his friend had on at the time, saved his life. And that is what pushed him to... just focus.
I think it was stabbing dick.
The way he describes it, he said,
"Why do you start like you have an entire?"
Well, he said, "Well, think about when you're driving, you have one hand here. If you whip out a knife and you just kind of your natural downward motion."
Mm-hmm. But he eventually turned it around and what? And became he became.
Yeah, he became the first black neurosurgeon successfully. Not the first black actually. First black director of neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins, but the first surgeon ever to separate Siamese twins and have them both live.
Wow.
Long lives. So that was obviously really inspirational to a 9-year-old kid reading that. So, you know, that was really it.
You got your book signed by him. You got his book signed.
Not that one. He released another book.
Yeah.
About maybe, I think I was about 14, 15 at the time. And then, he had a sign in that Barnes.
When did he stop being your hero?
Probably about...
Like, when you were old enough to stop caring? Like what? When does that stop happening? Because, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think as a kid I had... Well,
he
made it
really easy because he started saying stuff publicly where I was just like, oh, okay, I'm done with this. Like, right around 2013, 2014, I think.
But Nick,
Carson started being Ben Carson, the wannabe politician, and then it was all downhill.
But prior to that, did you care enough for him to still, like, in your mind, still be, like, this hero type? Or you had sort of, like, grown out of that?
I think I'd grown out of it, but it was definitely, like, it was to the point where up until I got to the end of high school, I think I probably wanted to be in medicine because of Ben Carson.
I think, but if you think about it, though, then that's no different than what I'm saying about Kanye, though. because he stopped being your hero because of what he was saying. And now where's your man's? But it's like now you don't, you can't read his book or see him as a person the same way.
Right, but I'm saying the reason is because it was more of a heartbreak situation than actual, like, okay.
Oh, because he's doing this,
like, because he's doing this, suddenly I can't do this. I feel like there's a lot of that.
Okay.
Whereas with you, what you describe is a lot more to me.
I was making beats. I'd be lying if I wasn't. I was listening to so much Kanye. Like, I was all that shit. So it's like, yeah, he inspired me in ways that musically nobody else has ever. Him and Just Blaze, honestly. Like, huge inspiration. But in terms of heroes, which was Spence's question,
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe was my hero.
Kobe Bryant was your hero?
Yeah.
That's the wackest take I've ever
heard. How the fuck? You know, if people agree with that?
Kobe Bryant, I'm not a hero.
That's like me saying, like, if I said Grant Hill, that
would be a fire take.
I'm not a Kobe fan, but I can see why Kobe
says the Tupac guy here. You want to talk about Tupac?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
That's your hero?
LeBron James.
Maybe
is my hero.
I mean, maybe as a kid, that was the closest thing. That was maybe the closest thing to a hero I might have had. Tupac Shakur.
But like, so here's the thing: LeBron is my hero now, right?
Tupac Shalom.
Let's say.
Wait, LeBron. So the part of why I wanted to talk about this question is like, I feel like as adults, I wonder because somehow my girl and I got into this conversation, and she was like, "What, Jay-Z's not your hero?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "I respect the hell out of Jay-Z. I admire him in a lot of ways." I was like, but I don't think I have a hero. I don't know that I've ever had someone that – I think I know a lot of that is who I am as a person. Like, I'm a little too contrarian, like, to, like, have someone I, like, blindly follow or whatever. But nowadays, I really have trouble coming up with people. This doesn't sound nerdy. Like, I really respect, like, Rachel Maddow. Like, I don't know. Like,
man,
I
it should have been – it should have always been like that, though.
But that's –
I don't think I have a hero. There should have never been a culture like the issue is right now.
You could have a hero and tomorrow they get me too, or they have some tweet that came out where they said something. You can't.
That's why I don't have a hero, and that's what I'm saying.
The concept of you can't hero comfortably have one. With
yeah,
is kind of flawed. It's just flawed.
But you know what I think is an advantage of having a hero, and it for me it ties in. Like, I feel like I've never had like a mentor or something like that.
Right.
There's probably some real benefit to having that type of person in your life because it's really probably something you strive for.
It's a guiding light.
Yeah. You know, like I'm not gonna like put words in your mouth, but of the three of us, you know, my man KC has like a real good relationship with his father. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that, and a lot of people, for a lot of boys, that their dads are hero, and I think that's helpful for a lot
of
people.
My pops definitely my hero. Right. Like, and a lot of ways. I mean, I thought we were talking about just celebrities, but
no, I meant in general.
On some like corny ass shit. Yeah, my pops is my absolute hero. Like, yeah, I mean, he paved the way. I wouldn't be doing a lot of the things I did or strive. I wouldn't work.
And it's helped you throughout your life to have something to like achieve.
The reason why I started writing at the Source was through a connection he had, and
so he's to blame.
He's to blame for the fire that y'all had to put out every time I dropped my pen to the page. And shit. We apologize for the fire department.
Remember that Jeezy review? That shit was hot.
The Jeezy review.
You know, it's funny.
The review for Jeezy.
So speaking
of, what album was that though?
It was Seen It All.
Seen It All. He murdered.
It was funny.
I remember like being in a room with Kari. It was me, you, Kari, Don.
Now I remember at the time I was editing some stuff, and you wrote some article about like a car technology, and I was like, yo, this guy Clark's pretty good.
No, you know it was. Yeah. So I remember exactly what it was.
Is that really what it was? It was the car.
Yeah. No, it was a car thing. So I remember.
I was like, you should.
I
was like, you should stop being so fucking standoffish to your namesake.
I was still an internship.
He was still burning.
And he and you
stepping on his Jordan.
The funny shit was, Carrie was like, yo, you mind just getting this up real quick? And it was like just some random car shit. I'm like, all right, yo, this is an opportunity because it's the first time Carrie ever spoke to me at the office. And I was like, all right, this is an opportunity.
Yo, this was a thing.
Nah, for real.
I'm
still learning about
it.
I was learning, bro.
It was like, I was cool with Spencer by then. I was cool with like a couple other James. Shout out to James. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to a couple others there.
Yeah, shout out to those guys.
PS90.
Yeah. I think it's PS90, 40,
say,
48.
Isn't that a workout
plan? PS48, I think.
My bad, PS90 was my school, I think.
Wow.
PS4080, our guys James and Brian.
Yeah, but anyway, so, yeah, he gave me a story. I was like, yo, all right, he asked me to write this shit. Let me write this shit the best of my ability. And I was like, I actually went out on a limb to do that. And y'all was like, yo, I ain't gonna fight, this shit was fire. And I
was like, that's crazy.
Now, the funny part was when I read, so the Jeezy Seen It All review was the first printed story I had in the Source, and I remember being mad hype and spending the whole weekend really editing it I gotta make this fire.
That shit was hot.
And the funny part was that there was a specific opinion I had about certain songs.
Yeah, we
and
argued
I
about
cut
that.
That shit out.
We were mad about that. Yeah. What was the song? I don't remember.
It was about
something you said about the Future song we were obsessed with.
It was some shit. It was some shit. It pretty much was that. That
no, you love that song.
Future and Jeezy?
Yeah, you
know. No, I think it's
no. It was Black you Eskimo. No, what about
some other one where he's singing like, oh.
It was where the video was in like some tropical, like Trinidad or something.
You said, I thought.
No, I said it sounds like Lighters by Royce and Eminem. And, and you guys were trying to point out how that's like an amazing song.
Well, there's a song called Black Eskimo, and I feel like it took away from the album because everything else was pretty introspective.
Yeah.
And I said, Black Eskimo, I was like, I wrote Black Eskimo is one of those songs that kind of you hear blasting out of music, I mean, out of cars, but it takes away from the introspectiveness of the album. And somebody cut out the introspective part and said, it'll be blasting out of cars, period. And that was it. Yeah.
Wasn't the whole take. I think that was me.
It probably was you. But
you were probably on like a 3 a.m. deadline.
Yeah, it's like, yo, fuck, okay, I need to cut these words out.
2 days late already. You haven't gone home yet.
Yeah. But, so what were we talking about? Heroes?
Yeah, I just thought.
You're making me hungry with this hero talk.
This hero talk. All right, so we finished talking about, we done talking about Kanye West. Let's do Dom Kennedy real quick.
I need a playlist for that joint though, but let's go. We don't have to rush for that.
So another guy whose legacy is very much in question, Dom Kennedy. Does he have
a legacy at all?
I mean, to me, he doesn't.
He does.
What's his legacy besides being meh?
Well, I think he benefits from the time he came out. I think if he comes out any other era, he doesn't have a legacy. But I think because it was the height of the blog era.
West Coast rapper, right?
Yeah.
Blog era.
Where's he from? Inglewood? Or Lamar Park?
Is he like from the burbs? I don't really know much about
it. I think Lamar Park. No. I think Lamar Park.
But he's not like West Coast gangster rap. No, he's not. That's not his lane.
He's not Schoolboy Q. Who is Dom Kennedy?
Yeah, who is Dom? What's an equivalent? He's like the West Coast.
Dom Kennedy is the LA currency, right?
I'm going to say currency. Currency is the best. Because it's kind of lazy, but it's like.
Yeah.
There's something more there.
Usually. But what Dom doesn't have that currency has is like that, like.
He's also
niche, diehard audience hive thing. He used to. You know?
He used to.
Did he?
I think he did, but he.
He did, because he.
That's the only way he
said it. So, this part, when y'all said y'all want to talk about Dom Kennedy, part of the reason why I wanted to get into it was because people have this fucking narrative that Dom Kennedy had summers. What summers were these? Where was I? I was on vacation?
2011, bro. 2010. No, not 2010.
2011, when Gold Alpinas came out.
2011 and 2012.
Wow.
Those were big Dom Kennedy summers. From West Side with Love 2 and then Yellow Album. Those were back
Yellow
to back.
Album was one that had Gold Alpinas?
Gold Alpinas, the song with Kendrick, We Ball. That had My Type of Party. That also broke My DJ Dahi. DJ Dahi had
a big summer. I just think the guy never really reached a level where
he don't rap good.
You had to impact. It was an impact. Because I missed him for most of this.
Well, remember, I mean, there was actually.
I don't.
There was a slight bidding war for him on the low. Ross wanted to sign him. Interscope wanted to sign him. Nipsey wanted to sign him. There was that whole thing. He should have taken that.
Right, but you're talking about.
I'm about to say, I'd have picked him before Stally.
That's where he fucked.
You're talking about a lot of sort of industry stuff, though. I feel like there's a lot of people who've been rap fans for a long time that probably don't know him. Because what's funny about him is he has a pretty ubiquitous name.
Everybody knows who he
is.
Right,
if you were to have to bet your life, is Dom Kennedy a rapper or not, most people get it right. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you say a rapper or a politician.
I just think it was tight.
It was tight.
It was a tight window, I'll be honest. It's not like he had a 5-year run and it's like, you know, y'all are forgetting about this. It was quick.
My issue is he's not.
But people say he has summers. That's the narrative. So you're saying 2011 summer, 2012 summer?
2011. But all right, so let's talk about define what we he doesn't have summer the way.
I don't think he has summers. I don't think he has a full month.
He didn't have summers the way Anaconda has summers. We're talking about on a much smaller scale, right? In a very niche, kind of nuanced way, he really had an impactful 2 summers. I can say that with confidence.
Wow. I mean, I guess.
Is his new project any good?
No.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, no streaming. Interest. I know it's on SoundCloud.
I actually think it's on SoundCloud only.
Cause all right, so in terms of Dom Kennedy, right? I wasn't very into his music at all. I think the first time I actually heard Dom Kennedy rap was on Currency Smokey Robinson mixtape, which was my intro to Currency.
That was a great,
great mixtape, great amazing tape. Mixtape.
Great.
Tape.
The fucking Make Him Say On remix that he.
Yes. It
was.
You thinking of about it?
I think we'll have to have a whole episode on Currency.
When he said pay the toll with 100, I got the next 99 motherfuckers is coming.
Body that shit.
You got it, bro.
So Dom Kennedy. Kennedy was on there. I think there's a song called Real Estates. Real Estates is on. No, Real Estates is on Pilot Talk. Yeah. So that was one of the first times I heard Dom Kennedy. I heard him on.
Wait, please. I'm gonna fucking die if I don't get the name of the song. What was the name of the song he had with Currency on the album? It was so good.
On Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I hate
you have to look it up.
Yeah, I gotta look it up real quick.
But
That was a good verse, though.
Racing Stripes.
Racing Stripes.
That's such a good song. Man.
So
that's a while ago. That's 2010.
So the first time I ever heard Currency,
the Hot Spitter.
The crazy part was that the first time I ever got into Currency was when I was working at the Source as an intern that summer. It was the first summer. No, second summer I was there. Right.
Yeah.
So it was a day when Wiz Khalifa, Teyana Taylor, Young Chris, and Currency would come and do a shoot at the Source in the old office.
Wow.
And
was that a big deal? Faux freshman.
Why Young Chris? How does that tie in?
I don't know. I think they were just doing like a. It might have been just the clothing part.
Gotcha.
Taste's Choice or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
But so all of them were there. I'm the one who brought Currency up on the elevator and shit. I had to go downstairs and get him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I keep hearing his name. I don't know much about him. He was just a cool ass motherfucker, bro. Yes. Like, just like how you say about Wi-Fi's funeral. Yeah. It was like he was just super like cool. I actually saw Teyana Taylor's titty
he
that
can't
day.
Be laid back
Definitely either. Saw Teyana Taylor was changing this out of a see-through room, and I saw her entire titty. I'll never forget how it looks.
Is this
was
like because she has? She obviously I've heard fake, this story fake before. Boobs.
I don't know if she had faked this back 2010. I don't know. I doubt it.
You've actually made the fake boobs conversation off this reference.
Like, I did?
Because you've seen the whole city and you were like, yo, that wasn't what I saw.
Yeah. That was a shit, bro. And them shits was big back then. Like, I'm talking amazing. But anyway, wow. Enough about Teyana Taylor City. Currency, so I met him that day and I was like, I want to find out about his music. Smoke Grab's Head just came out. I listened to it, and that's the first time I also heard Dom Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Currency fan instantly. Dom Kennedy, I'm like, this guy sounds all right. Cool name. I don't really know. And then kept trying to find more music by Dom Kennedy that I liked, and it was like nothing. Then Yellow Album came out, and then a couple other things, and I'm like, he's just really not doing it. Like, there's he has no.
You didn't enjoy the Yellow Album?
Nah.
That's a
Gold Out Penis was cool.
Because, like, to me, the Yellow, like, for people that don't.
Yellow Album? Low Album.
I knew he was going to say mellow. The fact that he made it mellow is pissing me off right now.
I have no words.
How old is Teyana Taylor?
Old enough to get this dick.
I'm about to say 25.
she got to be I was going to say
31.
I was going to say 29, 31. 28.
I'll say 31.
Really?
She's been out for a minute.
She's 27. I would have guessed she was 24.
She's 28? She's 27?
No. Mm-hmm.
Because when she had Google Me, she was already legal.
But when she had the Sweet 16 thing.
Right, y'all had first seen her then, right? On Sweet 16.
Was that 16 then?
I still haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that?
I mean, you must have been.
I thought
you might have been 17. It could have come out later.
She was on my
Super Sweet 16.
I was in high school in Harlem.
She was like super, like tomboy, skater girl, kind of. Okay. She was signed to Pharrell, but not even as a musician at that point. That's why it was so strange to me when I realized she could sing. Because I was like, wait, what? I know she's just signed for being cool.
I knew her as a dancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, why? And I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but why is Teyana Taylor famous? Because what's her career exactly?
I legitimately think she became famous off of Super Sweet 16, and then she parlayed that into other things.
Well, no, she was cool with Pharrell, because the reason why they even did her on Super Sweet 16 was because she was cool with Pharrell.
They didn't do it.
You're right.
BBC.
But this is the thing. No one knew her.
She must be like Vashti's friend or something, because I know Pharrell's dating her
back then. But no one knew of her as Pharrell's thing or whatever you want to call her.
Yeah.
Until Super Sweet 16.
Right, yeah, no one knew.
I'm telling you that.
And afterward, it was kind of like, you're famous because I remember from that show.
I didn't know she was affiliated.
And then she just sort of became famous kind of for having like a ridiculous body. Like, she was just like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I found out she could sing, I was like, what?
And she sings pretty fucking
great.
She's a
good singer.
Well, she can sing.
Listen, that Teyana album is very good.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation with the rollout. And it's weird, but that album's good.
But anyway, all right, Dom Kennedy.
Yeah,
Dom
Kennedy. Let's not talk too much.
So the reason why I think for me his fall from grace, because I actually like Get Home Safely kind of, and
you
that was
like
when I first started.
See, this is why I can't do this.
That's
you,
when
bro.
I first started the I source. Can't. Y'all made me listen to it.
How is Get Home Safely the Dom Kennedy project you actually vaguely took to? It's
how did
maybe
you take to a Dom Kennedy project?
I don't know, dog.
You can't fall from grace when you never like got anywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the evidence is there. Like,
listen,
if you guys go
my
back
entire.
And look,
life, one of the things that I've always been like annoying to friends about is like I rarely am like, oh, I didn't like this, or like, you know how people love the like, oh, I added 5 songs to my playlist.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that. I just add albums. Like, I'll give anything a chance. Dom Kennedy though, I don't know. He's never done it for me.
He has a song called his song called, all right, Gold Out Penis was fine.
Gold Out Penis,
there was
cool
a song
song
called
he adds nothing.
I told you it was beautiful or something like that. I told you.
That's a great song.
Fire.
Wait, which one are you talking about? You talking about When You See Love?
No, it's called Beautiful or something like that.
Oh my God. It's Beautiful. That's
I told you it was
beautiful. Oh, after that whistle, I really knew what you're talking about.
No, if you heard the song,
king of that, though.
If you legit heard the
music. That's a really good song.
Like,
designer shit.
It was called Beautiful. It was Beautiful. But all right, so speaking of Dom Kennedy's song.
That's
songs,
what the piano keys
the are. Worst. Yeah.
Love that shit. That's a good song.
All right. Hella so, good. So the Dom Kennedy song that made me know that I wasn't wrong for thinking that he's the worst rapper of all time.
He's not the worst rapper of all time.
It was Lemonade off of his last album called Dom Kennedy, I believe. By Dom Kennedy.
I haven't heard
And the hook goes, good thing it don't take much to make that. It's a good thing don't take much to make that.
Water, sugar, lemonade.
He's very. He does the juxtaposition raps where he's like, yellow bitch, black car. It's like very. It's just like no. It's just him trying to say opposite things.
And he also said, "I mean, you could win." I mean, I don't know. Like,
Groove Line was fire though.
Groove Line
Volume 1, Part 1 was fire. On Groove Line is a song with
Currency, Schoolboy.
It's on Habits and Contradictions by Schoolboy Q, Currency, Dom Kennedy, and Schoolboy. I think is it one other person on there?
No, I think like
just those three. Yeah, and it, great beat. Great
I just
beat,
have
great
trouble song. Just thinking of a reason we should care about Dom Kennedy we anymore. Just, he's on the down where he was never hot. Like he doesn't get better. And but the album's not on streaming yet. It's on like SoundCloud.
There's a reason that people just keep calling for him every time.
Who calls for him?
No, I mean, Carl, you'll see it. Like, Twitter.
I
like
see people do because they're like, oh, he has summers.
I legit have
never seen it.
Every single time.
I've been to a show of his. But
every single time the weather gets warm, the viral tweets come out. Me when the Dom Kennedy finally drops that new album. Me when Dom Kennedy announces
it. It does happen. And he drops it.
I'm just saying, he might not have the claim to fame that you know you think he should, but there's a reason that he's still in demand in that regard, and he hasn't really put out anything anyone cares about in about 5 years. Because just those 2 years, they were just, for the fan base that he had, the music he put out during that span, which is really impactful.
All right, let's get into, we want to talk about West Side Gun.
Yeah, so West Side Gun.
He has like that Ayo is like to me it's like this it's that version of this year's version of like Jada Kiss. Every time he does that, you're like, oh, he about to drop some bars real quick. Mm. But West Side Gun. So what are we gonna get into him? I've been a fan of West Side since Fly God. One of my homies put me on. He was like, yo, this dude raps and he sounds like AZ. And we all thought he was way younger than he apparently is. He's like 35 apparently. But he does. But you wild. I ain't trying to have beef with none of them niggas. I ain't saying nothing negative about West Side Gun.
Those are two really scary.
Yeah. But West Side Gun, he sounds like AZ, or that's how I was introduced to me. I listened to his album, like, yeah, he's dope. Then I dug in a bit more, found out that he's a dude from Buffalo. He raps alongside Conway the Machine from Buffalo as well.
It's his brother.
That's his brother?
Yeah.
Blood brother?
I think so.
I never knew that. And yeah, Conway, if y'all had a video right now, y'all'd see that Carrie Nix, I'm snitching right now.
My best.
He's talking out the side of his mouth because Conway apparently, West Side Gun went to jail for a long time. Conway.
Are you about to give the sob story right now?
Got shot in the head.
You couldn't give me 5 minutes.
Conway
bro.
Got shot in the head.
Now I'm the worst person in the world.
Got Bell's palsy, which is why if you ever see him rap, he raps out the side of his mouth. He was shot multiple times and survived, and people thought he was going to die. And he's had the biggest career, I think, of his rap career since then. And they're under Griselda Records, I think, is their label. And they're also
That's
signed to
favorite.
Interscope.
That's one of my favorite.
They're signed to Shady, actually.
Yeah. Signed to Shady specifically?
I think so. I think one of them is.
I feel like there's some beef there, too. I don't think they're too thrilled to be on Shady.
Really?
Because, like, why didn't this album come out on Shady? This is his biggest release of his
career. Here's my thing with West Side Gun.
The album you're talking about, he just put out.
Yeah, so he just put out an album called Supreme Blientel, which is a call out to Ghostface. Supreme
titles,
Clientele,
right?
Obviously.
Supreme Blientel, Chris Benoit, and what's the other one?
Some girl's
Fly
name.
God, oh, Fly, yeah, yeah. Now. Fly God's gone now because he did some weird thing. Like,
yeah, I think it was God Bless. Oh, God is something about God. Mm. I don't remember. But
and he also has like the Hitler series of mixtapes.
Yeah, yeah. So his biggest claim to fame and kind of relevancy was the Fly God mixtape, and then he had 4 Hitler Wear Hermes, which is a call out to Devil Wears Prada, I believe.
I mean, it's a play on words.
And
Oh, you know what's funny? When we were talking, when we were talking at some point about, hip hop's known for saying wild things, I think he's a good example of that. In that, like, he names his albums, about Hitler. He also, I was saying this to you, KC. What's weird about the whole Chris Benoit imagery all over his like merch and things like that, and then actually in on the new album Supreme Blind Tell, there's some call outs to Chris Benoit. It's weird because as someone who grew up, with Chris Benoit as like a wrestling fan, it's weird what happened with him. It's one thing.
I didn't even know that story. If you name your album
Jeffrey Dahmer because he's a psycho killer, like that's edgy and cool. The Chris Benoit thing is weird because he was like a beloved. In wrestling terms, he was, there's faces and heels. He wasn't like a baby face.
What's a face and what's a
face? Face is a baby face, good guy. Heel is a bad guy. So Chris Benoit was both. Most wrestlers are both at one point. Like Hulk Hogan, though, was like the baby face, right? So it's like, imagine if, your childhood.
Until he went to NWO. Then he was
Exactly. Yeah. So actually, it's funny. You want to talk about heroes. I think when I was a kid, wrestlers were my heroes. But it's just weird for him to use the Chris Benoit shit because it's like, it's like if like a family member of yours suddenly turned into a murderer. It's like, I'm not saying Chris Benoit is one of my family.
I'd say in during that time period, that was one of the more horrific events of my childhood, I think. Because it's like Chris Benoit is someone I'm used to seeing him every Thursday on SmackDown.
Right.
And next thing I hear about in the news is he not only killed himself, but killed his wife and child due to steroid rage, was the supposed reason.
The craziest thing reason. Is, and I don't know if this is just like internet lore or wherever, but like supposedly he like did his finishing move to his son or something to choke, because he suffocated him. Because that's why I'm saying, like, that's why this shit hits a little too close to home. So with the West Side Gun like using him as some kind of like marketing tool, I don't know, it kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually that guy. Like, I'm not usually Mr. Sensitive. Like, you're going too far. Like, I'm a Jewish guy. I don't care about fucking the Hitler thing. Like, that's whatever to me. Like, I don't know. But West Side Gun, my thing with him is like, the album's cool, the production's cool. His rapping, it's, I guess you could say a breath of fresh air, but I think even that's overblown.
No, I don't think it is.
Like,
I think he just does what...
Yeah.
I think he just does those two things really well. I think he has a good ear for beats. I think he has a very good ear for beats.
Derringer, shout out to Derringer, the producer.
And I think he... Yeah, maybe it's both a relationship and an ear, I guess is what's called. But I think he also is just a very good rapper.
He's a very good rapper?
I think so.
He's not a very good rapper.
I think West Side Gun, I think he has the appeal of... people who were really into D-Block, because
But D-Block are better rappers. Like, they're good rappers. West Side Gun does, like, interesting shit with timing, but, like, the dude doesn't really rhyme words very much.
He said, I pulled up to the Guggenheim selling 2 for $5. Like, he is able to weave things together.
You guys can't see it, but I'm like annoyingly rolling my eyes.
I think he's unique in the way he uses words.
I think he's just a voice. His voice is unique. You take that away, he's boring.
He's boring with his voice.
Okay, so what does that tell
you?
I don't know. I like him more than Dom Kennedy.
That's why I broke it down. I'm like, I think he raps very well, and I think he has a solid ear for beats, but I don't know.
I'm actually a pretty big fan of his and Conway's, and I think that the thing is, I don't see them getting further than they are currently.
No, they have a low ceiling.
I think they have diehard fans. I think that they can ride the coast of. I mean, they could tour in Europe.
I think they'll be able to tour the fuck out of most places.
They're not going to take over the radio. No. And I don't want them to.
No, I think they've only tapped into like maybe 40% of their touring. Like, I think they're going to be able to tour in a big way, especially once they work out like whatever this relationship with Eminem is. Like, they're going to have access to stages both through that and their own for a long time.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways the Shady thing actually does make sense. Makes a hell of a lot more sense for them than it does for Boogie.
You already saw the effect on the festival stages this year. There's no way West Side Gun and Conway touch some of those stages if Eminem wasn't headlining those events.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because Eminem's one of the few rappers that has that fan base that it's like, oh, they're this with this guy, I'll check that out. You know what I mean?
Few rappers. I'm not even sure. Is Kanye still that guy? No. Like, are you listening to Sheck West only because you heard he fucks with you?
No, I think that's stronger for Travis. I think Sheck
West, which I think is crazy.
Travis the credit.
Right. Like I think you're more likely to get like a 20-something-year-old or 21-year-old to go, oh, Travis Scott is a new artist. I'm going to check him out more so than Kanye.
I mean, Kanye was the cosign, right?
For me, you know.
Until Drake came along.
If I start hearing Kanye, this is the difference. If I start hearing Kanye, like, go on about some, like, 26-year-old indie rock pop singer, that would carry strong weight for me. Because it's like I trust him as a tastemaker of like and his randomness. But like honestly, as if he said he loves this rapper, like I don't know. Yeah. And they say definitely it's even stronger for a younger person who'd be in that market.
I think the real issue for me in terms of Westside Gunn and Conway is that I can't tell when they're actually releasing albums versus mixtapes because they'll have like, you know,
cover art. Yeah, it's very confusing.
I don't know if Supreme Blindtel is his debut studio album.
Yeah.
I don't really know. And
what I saw it referred to.
It doesn't seem a lot of, there's not a lot of, if that's the case, there's not a lot of machine behind him. No pun intended, because his name is Conway the Machine. That's his nickname. But it doesn't seem like there's much of a machine behind it because they're not promoting it the way you'd promote an album. They're kind of promoting it like it's just another thing he's going to put on his SoundCloud or be on streaming. It's very strange.
But do they need...
I think they prefer
this was randomly on my phone. I don't know.
Who is that?
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Like, no, I guess I had Instagram open.
What was it, a story?
Yeah. Conway the Machine, he...
Kanye the Machine.
Listen, you're the one who kept saying Conway, all right? George Bush, Conway West. I don't hate Conway West.
Conway the Machine.
No, but to that point about you know, they're releasing of albums, not knowing what's an album. I don't know that the lane that he and him and Conway are in that really matters. Like, it kind of, as long as they just have a product out there, which they actually have a lot of now. I mean, they just put all the Hitler tapes on streaming. And even that they did in a weird way. Like, they put them all out on streaming separately, but then they also have it as an anthology called Hitler's Dead.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's weird because if you look at the dates on the individual projects, it tells you, like, well, in some cases, it'll say, like, 2016 because that's when it originally came out.
Yeah.
And then in the case of, like, three out of the four, it says 2018.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you can't even...
Yeah, because actually my favorite one was Hitler Wears Hermes 3 because it has a song called The Cow, which is by far my favorite song by Conway and Westside. And because Conway starts off the song going into detail about him being shot and dying and how they was trying to save his life, his homie who thought he was about to die, and the bell's palsy and trying to rap afterwards, and his mouth was crooked. Like, he goes into very deep detail.
It's like it's through the wire.
Yeah, it literally is. It was just a very good, that whole mixtape was a pretty good show. And also Combat Jax is on there. RIP Combat. And he has like a little interlude where he's talking about, yeah, you know, West Side Gun, man, what's up with this Hitler shit? Like, it's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty funny if y'all actually check it out. Yeah. But
well, that song.
Does he have to? Like, the Hitler analogy to me is annoying.
Well, yeah. It's not even. Yeah, I told you. It's just like
Devil Wears Hermes. Devil Wears Prada, Hitler Wears Hermes.
He had this
I don't know why.
Super overblown explanation when we.
Oh, he tried to explain it?
He asked him about it when we interviewed both of them together in Minnesota.
I don't think there's any rhyme or reason.
Really the specific one.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
I wish I could remember. I don't want to butcher it. And the interview was live, so I should just kind of circle back and do the research. But.
Right.
It was to the effect of just, he kept repeating this about the art. You know how he talks? Art. Yeah. He's like, it's all about the art. All we're doing out here is trying to show how our art is. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. I don't want to.
Yeah, so when he was beefing with Drake, because he thought that he was stealing the Scorpion thing.
Oh, yeah, so that shit.
That shit was so funny.
That's no
He was funny. Like,
stealing his Scorpion.
He was like, he said, yo, I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it now. Yo. Drake is stealing the wrestling. He wants to be like a wrestler now. He's making the reference, wrestler references.
Big?
And I guess the Scorpion thing was
wrestler reference did Drake make? I don't even know.
I don't even know what he was talking about. Yeah. He said it. The only thing he was doing, the Scorpion thing is something he did put on this thing. I think it was because of Sting. I think he was putting the Scorpion under
his. Yeah, but it's obvious to see why that's not a reach for Drake. Like,
yeah, he's a Scorpio.
Yeah, he's a fucking Scorpio. Sorry. He's Scorpio and he's corny.
The funny part is that Westside started off with, all right, I'm just gonna have to address this now, as if it was like, yo, bro,
everyone was waiting
like,
for
yo,
his,
when if Drake is
gonna his explanation.
That's great. I love that. You know, it's funny. One last thing. You said that the cow, right? The Cow's your favorite song, and you told me that, and I listened to it, and I don't disagree with you. That might be West Side Gunn's best song, But as someone who's like kind of just been a casual listener so far, to me the issue is like there's not that much different about that song than his other ones. And like I know you talked about content-wise how it's a little bit more deep than others, especially with Conway, but I don't know. I think that's sort of my thing with them is like all of their beats, all of their songs, they're all kind of derivative of the same thing.
So I actually have a funny story about that.
Which is cool.
I have a funny story about the song, the Cal, right? At the end, Westside Gunn, he's like, Allahu Akbar, right? And for some reason, that part, the way he says it in his high-pitched tone, it got stuck in my brain. And I was in London flying to Amsterdam or about to fly to Amsterdam the next morning. And I had this shit stuck in my head and I kept saying it out loud and I didn't realize that going into a fucking airplane saying Allahu Akbar with this fucking beard on my face could literally get me put into a room and probably never see light of day again.
Bro,
I kept saying that shit. I kept saying Allahu Akbar. I was like, oh.
I had a similar thing happen not long ago. I was in the airport in Boston and I was talking to my coworker, we were coming back from a trip, and I was like, yeah, you know, she's the type of girl, well, she uses terms like, yeah, this is the bomb. And I said it just like that while on the security line. And I remember as the word was coming out of my mouth, I realized, and I just looked at my coworker, and I was like, I just froze. And I looked around, I'm like, so anyway.
Wow. Oh my
thank God it was like a Wednesday.
And it
like,
was no 2018, one, you could have been like, bomb.
That's funny. Alright, so who we got? What's going on? We don't Westside Gunn.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, as I've gotten older, I want to ask you guys this. As I've gotten older, I've noticed that I don't remember lyrics the way I used to, even about songs that I think I listen to all the time. Right. But then I thought about it, and is it maybe just that because there's so much more music, because of streaming, I don't listen to the same song over and over and over again the way that I used to?
You mean more current music you can't remember the lyrics to?
Yeah, like not as remember, but like I'll put it this way.
You'll say the wrong word or...
No, it's more, you know what I notice it? When an older song comes on and I know all the fucking words, it makes me think like, damn, I don't really do that with songs nowadays.
Come on and get in your bag.
Is it like that for you?
Sometimes, yeah. I think it is exactly what you're saying. Where
like, what's a new song, newer song you know all the words to?
It's probably Kendrick, like I don't know, DNA or some shit.
That's not even new.
Or it's newer. It came out last year. You don't know all
the words to DNA. That ain't new, bro.
I get you. I don't know all the words.
The second part. Listen, I spent a good hour trying.
I can rap that whole shit.
Yeah, I spent an hour trying to Snapchat the my DNA and abomination. You don't know that whole.
No, you said that to me. Or was that was XXX?
No,
it
was that one.
Nah, that was not. That was a joint.
Oh, said, no. Hey, I got a call. I feel like John. Like, what?
Probably Humble, though. I think I do know.
Okay. But these songs, yeah, but that's these, like these songs ain't new, bro. Right, but perfect point.
Or Humble. Even Black Panther. This stuff on Black Panther, I think I know.
That ain't new either.
Yeah.
Or, and definitely. I got you right now. I think I know every word to Pusha T album. Mm-hmm. Every single word.
Yeah,
right.
But you know what? Yes. Okay. That's a good point. And you know what, though? Part of it is because it's super short. And part of it is because Push is so deliberate.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk about Pusha T for a second?
You can't listen to a Pusha T song and not learn the words.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like that's part of the experience. Like so, you rapping it back in your way is part of how you
enjoy. I try to rap it like him, bro. I'll be in my mirror rapping like Pusha T. I ain't on front. Bro. I do that shit all the time.
Is he top five rap voices?
Voices? I don't know if it's voice.
Okay, let me clarify. Not voice, like voice plus flow.
Right.
That's like
Pusha, yeah. Pusha, Andre.
Cause my thing is, well, my
it's Snoop. Snoop's kind of like the.
I'm going
like
Snoop. I'm going. I love his voice and his rapping.
Three Stacks. Ability.
Method Man. Ghostface. 100%.
Really,
Ghostface might be my number one.
Ghost might be one, but Ghost is also super polarizing.
I think that's why I don't like Bronson. That's why I don't like Bronson, because I don't like Ghostface's voice at all.
What?
It sounds like he's whining all the time.
I love.
That's why I said he's polarizing.
I always hated that.
Because for me, Ghostface is like, when I think of Triumph.
And it used to annoy me because he used to get on like. Even when I first started getting into
rap,
I'm listening to like the latter half of Ghostface. I'm getting into Fish Scale. I'm getting into that type of shit. And I'm like, damn, these beats are fucking hot.
Yeah.
And I know these aren't like the apex of the beats he's had.
Yeah.
So I can only, at the time, I'm only imagining. I'm like, yo, this dude could probably be like Hov if he didn't.
I think of like the way he gets on, more than anything with Ghostface, it was like the way he gets on songs. Because like, if you think about like Triumph, right? I think it's like Master Kill rapping. And his first words is, yo, fuck that. Look at all these coward niggas laid back. And it's like, yo, nigga rap for mad long. That's and you hard. Say, yo, fuck that nigga. Look at this shit over here. And I love, like, Ghostface Ability.
Yeah, but it's only the second best intro on that song.
Intro? What do you mean?
Like coming into the
beat. Like entrance.
Oh, so what's the first best?
I mean the greatest start of a rap song in history.
Bombatomically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's both overrated and the best.
He had people in the hood literally saying words they don't know. Like Obamatomically, Socrates philosophies and how pop. I don't know.
Prophecies, can I find out? I'll be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform. I remember I saw a stand up.
Is that the old head DNA?
Old head DNA? That might be.
That's Yo, old the head second DNA. Half of DNA is fucking gymnastics. Yeah. I just have to say that shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I finally learned the words to that shit, I was like,
tell me something.
Are you serious? Wait, you thought of that shit?
Kendrick's an interesting case study, and I do want to get back to Pusha T eventually, but Kendrick's an interesting case study in he does a really good job of seeing things in such a way where they come off as deeper than they really are.
Yo, my man said...
He says a lot of shit that makes no sense, Kendrick.
Does he?
No, I can't. There's actually a really good article from like UpRocks or something about Kendrick's ability to make stuff that isn't that like profound sound really great.
This is my heritage. Y'all have inheritance. Money and power, the mecca of marriages. Tell me something.
But like, don't get me wrong. He's still like, I mean, I. What's the line that I brought up to you that I thought was like something about read the news. I won't think of it. But anyway,
I know what you're talking about. It's the XXX song, XXX. He says, "I read it. I know exactly what you're talking about when the beat changes and the dude from U2, Bono, yeah, he starts singing."
I blew cool from AC.
Wait. Break that one down for us real quick. So what's the line? Because we've talked about this in our other channel.
I blew cool from AC. To me, that would be an example of what you're talking about.
So what is he saying there? Give us the rap genius.
I think he's just trying to say that he's so fucking cool that, you know, I think that's just his way of saying he's cool.
But if you think about
he's
it,
cooler, he's cooler than the AC. That's all he's
but if you think about also, when you think about like when you turn the AC, it's like this blue and red thing. So I blew cool.
That's
and Uzi says cool really too. Yeah. Because when the AC says cool, really, don't say cold.
I just thought
cool.
It was really cool that you didn't resort to saying I'm cool on the AC.
Yeah, so they say I'm cool. That's like Ben Hill's like the podcast line. Just say I'm cool.
And that's a wrap. That's been episode 4.5 of the 92 Bricks podcast, Mo Bricks edition. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And please, subscribe, rate, share, tell a friend, tell your moms or favorite female relative. You know, we're not too picky. Please follow us on Instagram. That's at 92 Bricks Pod. That's 92 BRICKSPOD. You want to keep in touch with us, keep up to date with everything 92 Bricks related, please follow us there. And of course, holla at the sponsor, Zisponcier, Maybe Today NYC. And throw in that offer code BRICKS, BRICKS, for 30% off some Fuego hot sheet. And yeah, that's it. I'm going to stop doing accents and get the fuck up out of here. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and see you next episode. Peace. 92 Bricks. 90, 92 Bricks. 90, 92 Bricks.